भगवद्गीता 4.5 बहुनी मे व्यतीतानि जन्मानि तव च अर्जुन तान्यहं वेद सर्वाणि न त्वं वेत्थ परन्तप। श्री भगवान उवाच। सो अर्जुन हैड आस्क्ड वन वर्स क्वेश्चन इन 4.4 एंड कृष्णा इज आंसरिंग हियर इन वन वर्स इन बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम दिस वर्स। So Arjuna's question in the previous verse was, Sun God is older to you, so how did you give this knowledge to him? And Krishna is answering here that, Bahuni me vetitani bahuni, many vetitani have passed, have lived through. Janmani tava cha Arjuna, me and tava, me is I, tava is you. Both of us have gone through many lives. Tanyaham. Veda Sarvani, all of them I know. Sarvani, Natvam Veta Parantapa. But you do not, O Arjuna, O Parantapa. So now here Krishna refers to Arjuna by two names, Arjuna and Parantapa. The word Arjuna itself means one who is straight, pure, spotless. So Parantapa refers to one who can overpower enemies. So Arjuna, you are powerful, you are pure and you are powerful. And yet, your purity and potency is not enough to overcome the oblivion that comes because of the passage of time and the change of lifetimes. However, that does not affect me. Although Krishna and Arjuna may externally seem to be on the same chariot and may seem to be on the same level, through this verse, Krishna reveals the substantially different position that belongs to him. Krishna is the God of gods. He is the Supreme Lord. And as the Supreme Lord, he is not subject to the vicissitudes of time. He is all attractive, he is all powerful, and being all powerful, he is omniscient. He knows everything and he doesn't forget anything. So what it means is that as the Supreme Lord, he is exhibiting the characteristics when he says, Krishna, that you and I, both of us have gone through many lifetimes. So he's indirectly answering the question by stating that it was in a previous life, in a previous form, that I instructed Suryadeva. So, in this life, I may have appeared recently. Krishna is not born like us. He appears, just like the sun appears in the eastern horizon in the morning. But in this life, I am more or less your contemporary. But it was in a previous life, in a previous avatar, in the previous manifestation, I gave the knowledge to Sun God. So here, the tattva is more important than the details. The philosophical principle is more important than the practical details. The practical detail was, if you want to go and ask, okay, which particular form is this referring to? In which particular avatar of Krishna did he give the knowledge to Vivaswan? Krishna himself, if we see, he does not delve on this fact too much, he just answers in one verse and moves forwards. And we will see that what Krishna will talk about, the principle, is what he focuses on, and that is what we should also focus on. The principle is that actually in this world, we all have many, that we all go through many births, and what Krishna emphasizes in this verse is that, if you will see in the next verse, he will say, in two verses later, he said that, Sambhavami yuge yuge, yuge yuge, in every yuga I come again and again. So in that sense, the emphasis is on the nature of the Lord's appearance and the principle that the Lord appears again and again. It is not so much on in which particular incarnation the Lord appears when. Although, in some cases, those facts can also be known But that is not the stress, that is not the emphasis over here. So here, the focus of Krishna is on explaining the point that it is he who goes through many lifetimes, unlike the various lords, unlike other living entities who may or may not go to, who even when they go through many lifetimes, they forget that. Whereas Krishna does not forget that. Krishna does not forget because there are multiple reasons. First of all, he is supreme. He does not come under the influence of time. Another is that Krishna, actually, generally we forget things related with the body, whereas Krishna does not manifest in a form which is material, which changes from body to body. So yes, Krishna has a different form when he appears as Ram and when he appears as, say, Narasimha. But then those forms are not forms which are temporarily assumed like as our bodily form. Those are eternal forms which are revealed periodically in this world. So here the point is that there are different incarnations of the Lord, different avatars of the Lord, and they perform different functions at different times. But irrespective of whatever time and whatever function they perform, the important point is always that they all always perform the principles of protecting dharma, as will be mentioned in the next verse. So while protecting dharma, they all act in the way that is appropriate for their potency and positions. So they may appear to be here in a form just like other living beings, but then suddenly when the time is required, they exhibit extraordinary powers of the kind that are not seen in others. And those powers indicate their divine position. And by those arrangements, they demonstrate their divinity. So here Krishna is demonstrating the supreme position which he has, and he is also demonstrating how that position is something which is not something which we can grasp with our finite intelligence. The principle is that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Being. So the key point here is that Krishna's spiritual position is not affected by his physical location. You know, he may be in the material world, he may be in a body of a particular age, he may be in a position as a charioteer which is subordinate to Arjuna. He's a charioteer, whereas Arjuna is the warrior. But despite all these things, he remains the supreme person. So he may, as a leela, as a pastime, accept a seemingly ordinary or even inferior material position, but wherever he is located materially, his material location does not affect his spiritual position, because material illusion, which is the cause of the obscuring of one's spiritual position, that does not affect Krishna. And that he will mention in his next verse, in the next verse of the Gita. And in this verse, the emphasis is that through the emphatic point conveyed through the fact that Arjuna has forgotten, whereas Krishna hasn't forgotten, is that Krishna's spiritual position is not affected by his material location. Thank you.